Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. And our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is John Kanz, and I am excited to share with you today's reflection. I currently work at St. Catherine Drexel Parish here in Sioux Falls, and I am the DRE here. Previous to my time here, I worked with in youth ministry and with basically teens. Now my focus is more on kind of the grade 1 through 8 age group, and kind of on working with their parents as well. But one of the things that really has surprised me in my new role here at the parish has been the opportunity to work with grade school children. See, I was really used to working with the youth, and the one thing that's kind of static and I'm very passionate about is trying to teach through prayer, especially through worship and music. And when you work with teens, a lot of times they can really be receiving a lot, but they haven't really learned how to control their faces. So you kind of get used to that, just that reality that they're kind of staring at you with deadness in their eyes and maybe even like a little bit of resentment because you're making them try to sing out loud and stuff like that. But the first time I walked into an elementary classroom, they were just all in. Like, you pulled out that guitar and I strummed my first chord and they're like, yes. And they would just go wherever I wanted to go. They'd raise their hands up to Jesus and they'd try to sing along at the top of their voice. It was just so much fun. And I just knew this is something I could do for a long time. It was really filling to be able to just experience that openness of the child's heart. As I've worked with this group of kids at our elementary school, one of the things that we're trying to do is really encounter Eucharistic adoration. And so this has been a learning process for me because I spoke teenager for so long, and now trying to learn to relate the faith in words that that an elementary age student can understand, that they can receive and process and try to grow in their faith and their understanding of Jesus. And adoration just seems like a very, very clear way, just like put them in the presence of Jesus, and we'll try to grow in our relationship, and we'll practice talking to Jesus, saying holy words. But this last time we had our first Friday adoration, one of the students, he was a kindergartner, he looked at me and he said, "Mr. John, I don't hear God speak to me." And I thought, wow, what a great statement. Like, what a great thing for a kindergartner to be wrestling with. You know, this is the same thing that I wrestle with. This is the same thing that so many of us wrestle with. And in the moment, I immediately had to go, well, how do I explain how God speaks to us in the way that a kindergartner can understand? And so I wanted to share this because as I was thinking about this, what I often find is that the most profoundly beautiful truths of our faith are those very simple things that we have to wrestle with and kind of encounter and experience and grow in. So the simple, profound beauty of our faith. And I just wanted to share some of those with you, the listener, and because in sharing them with this kindergartner, it brought me back to some of the basics, which are just true as looking at the Eucharist and saying, this is Jesus. And so one of the first ways that we can hear God speak to us, that we can know he speaks to us, we know this in the Bible, right? We can read sacred scripture. It is God's spoken word to us. It's his unfiltered, like Holy Spirit filled, inspired revelation, like of his love for you. So when you hear the Bible, you can just soak that in. You can read even the account of Jesus' baptism. You can hear the words of the Father as he says, "You are my beloved son," or "You are my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased." And so we can just be sure. And this is why I reassured this youth is whenever you have heard the Bible proclaimed, especially in the Mass, wherever you have heard scripture exclaimed, you have heard the voice of God. How beautiful is that? That we just have that assuredness that this is his word for us. And we can turn to that and just know it. the other way is that God really speaks to us through other people. He uses other people as kind of his first language of love, especially through our parents, is the intention that we would experience the love of God through our parents. But there's many members making up this one body. So we encounter him in one another, and we encounter him in people who can love us well and in those who can't love us well. All these are moments for encounter, right? It's you know, the hug from a friend at the right time, you know, the words of our parents and our family saying, I love you. But it's also those million just little glances and smiles and handshakes and meals served in a soup kitchen and all these little tiny moments that speak to us the truth that God truly is present in his body, that we truly do meet him in and through one another. We see his work, we hear his voice, and it's more often than we could ever count. But we have to kind of turn our hearts towards that, and we have to begin to look for it and to understand it and to actively receive it. And the other one that I think is a little more nuanced, but just as important for us is how God's word is spoken to us, how his voice is spoken to us through our bodies. Now, I love picking my daughter up from daycare right now. She's kind of in that perfect stage. Now, she likes being at daycare. She really, really enjoys it. Like, they have a one-way mirror, so I can see her before she sees me. And I could tell she's having fun. She's hanging out with the daycare providers. She's playing with all her little friends, right? But the moment I enter the room and I announce her voice, she gets really uncomfortable. Like she starts to almost kind of cry, and her arms fly out and her head's looking around for me before she can even process it. Cause she's realizing there's something very, very uncomfortable inside. There's an ache. She missed her father. So when I call her name, she recognizes this deep ache, and she didn't even necessarily realize she had it. And she just starts searching for me. Right? And our entire bodies, like we process this reality, right? That if we're hungry, like our stomach groans, you know, our mouth waters, you know, we hug our parents after a long absence and we realize how much we miss them. Kind of tension might leave our bodies. We may hear a sad song and we realize that there's a lonely void in our hearts. And the same thing happens in our bodies when the Father calls our names. Right? We recognize an ache that maybe we didn't even realize we had. And we notice this, you know, ultimately, right? We notice this ultimate ache, which is in our desire to be with the one person that can satisfy our heart's longing, this person of Jesus Christ. And so I really want to encourage us to listen for the voice of the Father, to trust that he does speak to us more often and in more ways than we could ever count, but that there's this reality that he does speak to us, and everything within us he has given to us to perceive that. We hear it clearly in the Bible. We hear it through other people. And if we really pay attention, we can even perceive his voice in the movements of our heart. What a gift it is. One of the ways that I'm perceiving this in my own life right now is in the work with my children. My son's just entered the terrible twos. My daughter just turned one. Like they're needy. They need a lot of things from me. And there is a genuine call to just submit to their need for me and to be the love of the Father in that moment. And in doing so, I really do encounter how they then reveal the Father's love to me through the call that I have to be a father to them. And so I want us to enter into prayer. We're going to take just a little bit of a moment to quiet our minds and quiet our hearts. We'll begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we call upon the Holy Spirit just to flood our minds, to flood our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit. Pour out your gifts into our hearts, that we might come to a greater knowledge, a greater awareness of your work in our lives. And we just take a moment to reflect on little moments of grace throughout this last week, the way that God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ have made themselves known to us. Father, you are so good. We praise you, we thank you, we glorify you for all your good gifts. You are a good Father. You are a good Father, and we are beyond blessed to be called into relationship with you. You are always present to us. You are constantly seeking to tell us of your love. Give us grace. Give us blessing and favor to encounter you evermore and in ever new ways, today and tomorrow and every day after. Father, we know that you love us. We love you too. To your name be the glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.